producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well, and all the nooks and crannies out there. Coming up, we have some really good stuff for you right around the bend, including your thoughts. The mailbag. I'll say it again right here at the top. The best way to get a hold of us is something is on your mind, something that you heard on the show, something that you want to throw in, your two cents. This audience is incredible as far as the mailbag is concerned, for sure. So go to americatonight.net. That's how you can get us. And if there's something in your neighborhood that you think is pretty interesting and you want me to know about it, hey, send that in too. Absolutely. We're always looking for a daily salute, somebody doing something amazing that is worth highlighting, right? All right, a few odds and ends that we're going to pick off here, including Dr. Phil. How about this? I read a story about, Dr. Phil. This is an interesting fair or foul. Jared Fogle is on the Dr. Phil show in a two-part deal that came out. And the thing that they're talking about is child sex. So it's so, there are people that were protesting that coming out. Like, why did he let that happen last week? So a federal judge is sentencing Fogle. And if you don't know who he was the longtime Subway pitch man. I mean, he did it forever. He had to make $1 million in payments to 10 victims. And he's getting sentenced on the 19th. If you don't know the story, let me roll back. After he agreed to plead guilty to child porn charges and having sex with minors, he was Subway's guy, and he's a household name. He dumped 200 pounds eating Subway sandwiches when he was a student at Indiana University. And, I mean, boom, it was like a whole career for him. And then when the story broke about him, and the child sex thing happened, boy oh boy, it was an incredible blow, actually, even to Subway, because he had been there for so long. So the bottom line is, clearly anything with Fogle is going to be a red hot iron. So a woman was just completely up in arms that this Fogle thing has aired on, Dr. Phil. And here's what I say. These tapes that we're talking about in this recording, it's where he's talking about sexual encounters. So this woman claimed that she had these secretly taped Fogle discussions about her encounters with children. And the Dr. Phil program wanted to air the contents of the phone conversations on the show. And this is the world of television. Fair game if they're being offered up and he's going to air them. And what is that going to show us? Another seedier side of the same thing of what we're talking about with Jared Fogle. So it's despicable. It's awful. The abuse of what he did while he had money and fame, and he had obviously a problem. And here's a guy who, this is digging into old territory because we know the story, except for that he's going to be sentenced, but he had a wife, or he has a wife and kids, and I think she had no idea, and immediately, as soon as all this happened, saying, wow, that's it, filing for divorce. All right, let's jump around to some other things, too, as well, including we're on the money trail. It's like we're always talking about the ups and downs of the market, right? And I just recently have seen where it's interesting when we're talking about tech and we're talking about Apple and we're talking about you know, every time Apple releases something, you know, it's incredible because people, it becomes an event. What a great thing when you have a product, right? If you're in business and people line up and camp out overnight just because you have your newest product line being unveiled. Well, just the other week, Apple had a 31% spike in earnings and better than expected revenue. You know, that's always a big deal with the earnings, of course. And that initially, you know, had the stocks soaring a bit. But, you know, the quarter that they had, they say is generating $75.5 billion. Isn't that crazy? To $77.5 billion. So $75 to $77 billion in revenue. But that's, they may be just a little short of the $77 billion that they expected. Isn't that crazy? So that little minuscule number will then also send stocks going down in the other direction. I mean, Apple sold about 50 million iPhones in the fourth quarter. That's incredible. And every time you turn around, like I said, anything that Apple does, it explodes. I mean, anything they touch, it turns to gold. It's just, you know, absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. And then I wanted to bring up this other thing because, you know, we're always talking about, we're injecting sports here and there anyway. And somebody sent me a note about whether I thought this was appropriate or should they have told him. Edinson Volquez was the pitcher of the first game of the World Series for Kansas City. And he was on, you know, he pitched his game, the huge national audience, whatever. But what people didn't know is that his father had died unexpectedly, and his father was just in his early 60s. And what happened was his wife knew and told the Royals, because it happened right during the time when he was getting, you know, going to the ballpark and everything, his wife told them not to tell him about his father before he went on the mound, because his father wouldn't have wanted that he would be, his mind would be, of course, a wreck. But he only found out afterwards. He only found out about it because they were told, you know, don't tell him. Let him do what he needs to do to pitch, because that just he wouldn't be able to concentrate. And, I mean, more importantly, it would be, It would be disastrous for him to have to deal with that. And so they didn't tell him. But anyway, one of the notes I got this one from Joyce. She says, do you think it's right that they didn't tell that baseball player last week about his father? And I did, because his wife, that's what his wife wanted to do and discussed it apparently with his family. And I think it is right. He died earlier in the day, so, you know, he was going to the ballpark already. He was in the Dominican Republic. He had heart disease for a bunch of years, and he was young. He was 63. And, you know, he was a mechanic who gave his kids everything and gave his son his first baseball glove and all that stuff. So there's that story. But he wouldn't have wanted, I don't think his father would have wanted to know, but who knows? Of course, the wife was, I think, right. That's the bottom line. If you had told them what would have happened, what if he falls to pieces, they get somebody else? Yeah. So they waited until he was done, and then he was back in the manager's office, and his wife was there, and the two-year-old daughters were there, and then they told him, which is a terrible, terrible crushing blow. That's what I would say. As any of us have lost parents, no. All right, stay with us, buckle up. More coming your way next on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
All right, wake up, America, and thanks for hanging with us as we bang a drum or two, perhaps. Mark Schulman joins us now, and believe it or not, he has really hung out with some pretty cool ladies and some others as well. I already mentioned this Pink Cher and even Stevie Nicks. He is a professional speaker and a musician. The hint was the whole drum thing. He plays drums, and what an incredible background he has. Man, I would have loved to have been a roadie for him at some point during his career. And he's got a cool new book out called Conquering Life's Stage Fright. Mark, thanks for coming on the show.
Wow, Kate. Holy moly, what an intro.
I'm serious. Oh,
Thank you.
If I could have hung with you, how fun would that be? You know, let's start from the beginning.
Know, we're far from dead yet, Kate. There's still plenty of time to hang.
So the drums, were you one of those kids that just that was it? You were touching, you were banging, you were moving your hands, and
that
it was just
it. I was my mom said I came out of the womb beatboxing before there was beatboxing. Maybe I invented beatboxing, I don't know.
Nice.
But as the story goes, you know, I saw this performance when I was 3 years old. It changed my life, and it was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I saw Ringo, and I was just transfixed. And then I saw the screaming girls, and I said, I want that. And then, of course, my parents said, no, drums are too loud. Can't you play a nice instrument like your brother Randy? He plays violin. So I ended up playing cello off and on for many years. But finally, they couldn't deny my passion. And at 9 years old, I finally got my first real drum set. At 12 years old, I played my first professional gig. And I was off to the races.
Man, I love it. Okay, so of all the people that you played with, this is a tough question. It's like a question, you know, I've interviewed over 12,000 people, Mark, and people always say to me, who is the most exciting person you ever interviewed? Well, it's pretty hard to boil that down. But of all the people that you've hung out with and toured with and everything, who right now comes to mind? Who's jumping into your mind when I ask you the question about, hey, man, tell us a story?
Okay, Chad asked that question. Because here's the thing. I really, there's so many amazing things about just about every artist that I work with. And it's like comparing apples and oranges. I mean, Pink is the most top-class performer ever. She's an amazing lady. She's an amazing singer. It's been such an honor to be on stage with her because she kicks everybody's butt because she is so darn good. But, you know, being on stage with Billy Idol is amazing. I've played with Foreigner on and off for years, and the last incarnation, Foreigner in particular, we just had the best time ever. And Cher is just amazing. She's an icon. And the audiences vary so much, and the venues vary so much. And I'm at such a different point in my life that I got to say I'm really fortunate because I've had some of the most amazing experiences. I've had very few negative experiences, let's put it that way. And there have been such highs from every tour that it's just, I can't say enough great stuff about just about everybody. Sorry to not be so specific, but I really feel that way.
I love it. So here's the thing. From Pink to Cher to Foreigner to everybody that you've ever played with, what is it that we are so drawn to the drummer? And you see it on stage where you get your moment. I bet you've never been on stage with anybody where they didn't sort of back away and give you that moment to riff. I call it riffing. I'm sure there's another word for it, right?
That's a great word. I like that better than drum solo. Honestly, I mean, there have been actually a few tours where I haven't played a solo, but, you know, to answer your first question about what's special about drummers, two things are special about drummers. Rhythm is the foundation of everything. Every component of our bodies, we have rhythm, from our heartbeat to our blood flow to every bit of our chemistry. So and everything has a cycle. Everything is a rhythm. The sun, the earth, the solar system, it's all based on rhythms and cycles. So it really is the foundation of life. And drummers are an amazing community of people. And so I've done probably over 1,000 drumming events. We call them drum clinics or drum seminars. And drummers just get together. They love to use your word, to riff off of each other. And drummers tend to be very, very giving, selfless people. And I can't really even name more than two drummers I've ever met that have been anything other than completely lovely and supportive. And maybe it's just because rhythm is so foundational and people that are drawn to the drums are such sort of foundational and community-oriented people. And everything is built on the rhythm. And even if you're playing another instrument or whether you're working in business, it's all about timing. Timing is everything. Timing is everything, whether you're playing in a band, whether you're pitching a client, whether you're communicating with your lover, you know. Timing is everything.
Yeah, well said. Timing is everything. I love the name of your book, Conquering Life's Stage Fright. So tell us about that, you know, the steps to being, you know, the three steps to top performance. Why did you jump into writing a book?
Well, as I said earlier, I've been doing drumming events, drum clinics, we call them in the business, although I'm not fond of that word per se. But I realized after doing many of those that people were resonating more with my stories of success and wanting to hear about how I got to where I got to, as opposed to people, you know, the drummers really like hearing about the technical stuff as well. But I found if that's what those people are resonating with, and they're drummers and they're musicians, I thought, well, wait a minute, maybe I could take music, use it as a metaphor, and start communicating in other contexts. corporate world, the collegiate world. Even I've worked with a bunch of kids in detention camps. I've been on the board of directors for Create Now that mentors at-risk and high-risk kids. And everybody resonates with the stories of how somebody has created success, especially because I failed an audition miserably in the early days because of deleterious stage fright and performance anxiety. And that was an impetus for me to analyze, study, research, network, discover. And I uncovered some habits and rituals, three core concepts that I knew were the foundation of top performance. They were derived from a dear friend of mine, Dr. Jim Samuels, who's a great thinker. I derived the three concepts from concepts he had. And I wanted to scream and shout about it, but I decided to write a book about it instead. And my wife said, that's great, honey. Why don't you run it by some other performers in other areas of life, other quote-unquote top performers, just to kind of test these philosophies on them? And that was an amazing idea because I ended up interviewing nearly 50 people for my book, people in all areas of life, ranging everybody from Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, to actor Jeremy Piven, astronaut Alan Bean, the associate managing editor for Fortune magazine, a gal by the name of Lee Gallagher, who's now become a friend of mine and ended up writing the foreword to my book. And these people gave me stories and secrets and endorsements of these three core concepts. And I realized I really am onto something. And I thought, you know, everybody has had those moments where you either step up or step through in some sort of communication, whether it's giving a toast at a friend's wedding, doing a sales pitch, communicating with an associate, with your boss, getting up in front of 5,000 people to give a speech, or getting up in front of 50,000 people to play a rock and roll show. And what do we do in those moments where there's stage fright or where there's anxiety or where there's even hesitancy? So I explore a lot of different possibilities about what to do that are based on these three core concepts. And I found that it really resonates so strongly with the corporate world. I've been doing all these speaking gigs because everybody loves drums, everybody loves rock and roll, and the concepts are so sticky and so sort of content rich. And then I combine that with rhythm and interactive drumming, and I bring people on stage, and I use music as a metaphor to talk about the different components in a particular organization. Like if I'm doing a financial corporate gig, and I'm going to get four people up to demonstrate, you know, like low risk, medium high, and high risk investments, and demonstrate that with rhythm and the unity and the team building component. And so I design these programs, and it's all based on these core concepts that are really foundational for top performance. So I get so excited, I just end up standing up. I was sitting down, I'm standing up. I'm in my recording studio tonight. So,
I love it.
I'm just having a ball. But, you know, it's interesting to sort of transcend one's regular business and use that model in other businesses because it makes it interesting and fresh for other people. And
absolutely.
I look with that in mind.
Oh, and how perfect is that? And Mark, hang on a second. We're going to come back and finish up with Mark Schulman. He's just too darn interesting to let him go.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, he's in our virtual green room / his studio in California. Mark Schulman is back with us, and he's written a book called Conquering Life Stage Fright, 3 Steps to Top Performance, and we were talking about that. He said he was so excited. He was standing up in his studio performing right there. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging through.
Thanks. You're great.
All right, so I gotta ask you this. You know, I'm just thinking in my head, white wedding, you know, Billy Idol. What was Billy Idol like?
Billy's awesome. I worked with Billy on and off for like 8 years, and the first thing I ever did with him was record the song for the end title for that movie, Speed. Remember Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
And Sandra Bullock? Yeah, it was the first thing I ever did. Went to the studio, and then we worked together a lot. We did some recording, we did some writing, and then we did some touring as well. We did the VH1 Storytellers. And Billy's the real deal, man. He's the real deal. He's an amazing performer. You can cut his vibe with a knife. You know, he's really, really deep, and he's also quite a historian. I mean, first of all, he was one of the original punks, and most people don't know that. He was a singer for Generation X, which is a band that broke out of England around the same time as the Sex Pistols and The Clash. And so he's got that foundation. So he really has this rugged, tough punk foundation, but he combines that with some serious crunchy rock and roll and a lot of sex, you know, and he's awesome. I mean, when he's on his game, he's amazing. His lyrics are really powerful, and man, what a performer. I talk about him. You know, the thing that's cool about what I get to do when I do my speaking presentations is I get to tell stories and use all these people as metaphors for success. Because, you know, you look at these like, multi-millionaire, incredibly successful rock stars, and there's no accident to success. So a lot of what I draw from is I draw from my analysis of these people and, you know, talk about what I've learned from them and use them as examples. And I definitely use Billy as an example, and Pink as an example, and Cher. It's because these people are icons. You know, I've been on stage and worked with some iconic, amazing people, and I got to pinch myself sometimes because I think, wow, I'm very, very grateful, very fortunate.
Yeah, that you can use and all that material you have. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too, the stage fright part of it. You don't have stage fright. There's no way not at this point. I think of you, Velvet Revolver, Ozfest. Are you kidding? How many people were there? It was like a small country, 200,000 plus. I mean, that was insane. That had to be wild.
That was totally insane because I had no rehearsal. my buddy Matt Storm calls me one night. He's all shaking. I said, "Dude, I broke my hand in a water skiing accident. I have to have a plate put in my hand." And you know, my first thought was nausea. When you talk to another drummer, you think about, "Oh my God, that is your life and your livelihood, and they got to put a plate in your hand." And then he happened to call. Literally, I'd finished 3 years of touring with Cher. It was the first farewell tour. And, you know, Diva's entitled to do as many as she wants, you know, look at Elton John. Matt happened to call me when I was off the road. It was just weird. And I happened to be able to do it. So I flew out and met the guys. And then, you know, next thing I know, we're sound checking and talk about the loudest band I've ever played with in my life. And then, next thing I know, I'm on stage with Velvet Revolver. I'm playing in front of 20,000 hard rock, heavy metal fans all going, dude, you know, very different audience for me because it was a festival. So it was a lot of heavy bands. And we were co-headlining with Black Sabbath, and it was a trip, and playing with Slash and Duff and even Scott Weiland, who's kind of a interesting cat and an amazing, amazing performer. Again, one of those experiences that I think back and it almost seems surreal to me, but I was out with those guys for 6 weeks and, man, Slash and Tough, particularly them, what gentlemen they are, man. They were just so incredibly cool. And this was the end of the tour for them. So I think the last thing they needed was try to, you know, work somebody else new into the band. I just did my best to just, you know, be Matt, play like Matt, support the band, and rock so hard that I felt like my arms were going to break off.
I love it. That your arms are going to break off. Yeah, that's great. I love what a story. So have you seen Whiplash, that movie?
Oh, I have a very, very, as you can tell, I'm a very positive guy, and I like to try to find what I like in most things. And all I'll say about that movie is, well, I could say a lot. I'll say they totally missed the point. They missed the point completely. They missed the point of the joy.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic movie about pain and agony and bad coaching and bloody hands. And they never once even touched on the joy of playing music, the thing that motivates you to do it. They missed the point. That show was a good dramatic flick. And I'll tell you something else that really got me angry about that movie. I'm sorry, I'm going to go on a little bit. When it was done, I thought the great thing about the movie was the music. They had these amazing big band arrangements. There was no credit anywhere. I am good at doing research, and I went online 15 minutes. I could not find the musicians that played on the soundtrack listed anywhere. And I was texting some of my drumming buddies, and my buddy Greg Bissonette, who's an amazing drummer, he's like, oh, yeah, it was Bernie Dressel who played drums. And Bernie's amazing. You know, how could they do that? How could they make a movie about drums with all these great arrangements and not credit the musicians and not talk about the joy? Okay, I'm done. That's it.
No, I agree with you. I can't believe they didn't credit the musicians. Are you kidding? And especially in the movie industry, because if you sit there, they credit everyone. That's such for a lot of good directors, that's a big deal, and producers even. The fact that they would have messed up there, wow. Good for you that you found that out and dug around to try to figure out what was happening.
Yeah. I needed to know. Because I think that was the most valuable component of that movie was exposing people to all those that amazing big band music. So anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I
agree with you. So obviously you've got all kinds of things going on: teaching, traveling, playing with different people, pick up. Yeah,
September 12th. Yeah,
all kinds of stuff. So that's September 12th, right?
And you can say it's a book release. We're actually doing an all-star jam session and book release, of course, because that's how I roll, baby. Got a bunch of my friends playing, and we're doing a Guitar Center Hollywood on September 12th. So that's going to be really fun. And I'm just busy. I'm doing a lot of corporate events and recording. I got this kid named Jack Milner George, a 16-year-old New Zealand bloke here, and I'm producing two songs for him. We're in the studio right now. We're editing vocals. Never a dull moment. And I'm just loving my family, my 5-year-old daughter, and just doing a lot of playing, and no specific tour at this moment, which is very interesting for me. And I'm just loving the time to spend with my family and doing the corporate gigs and doing the book release and doing the sessions and doing the writing. So I get to shift gears a little bit, because most of the times in my life, in the last 27 years, I've been on the road. So it's nice to be off the road for a little bit here.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I'm taking up the ukulele. When I get good, I'll come out and I'll jam with you.
You ought to do it. And you know what? Anytime you want a drum lesson, I'm your man.
Oh, love it.
I'll give you drum lessons.
Oh.
And I promise you it's going to be joyful. It won't hurt.
Oh, love it. We got to do a documentary. I love it. All right, Mark, terrific. People can pick up your book, I'm sure, at Amazon and all the regular places.
Yeah, after September 12th, it'll be available on Amazon. That's the plan, yes.
Awesome. I love it. Rock on, brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. You rock too, baby. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We'll see you down the road. I guarantee it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, check it out again. Like Mark said, his book coming out September 12th, so pick it up on Amazon, Conquering Life, Stage Fright. I love the analogies, I mean, the metaphors especially, that he said he was wrapping in three steps to top performance, because think of the people that he's performed with and imagine the stories, their background. I mean, that's what it is, right? What gets a person to where they are? And you just see the highlights, the VH1, the MTV. I mean, now actually the Vines, the whatever on your, you know, on your cell phone, because we live in the 140 character world of Twitter too. And that's what you see, but you don't see the story behind the story of how the person actually got to where they are. What happened with Pink? What happened with Sheryl Crow? What happened with Foreigner and half of the people that Mark has come across, and all the different cultures and that kind of thing, and just how they're human, you know? And he's just got terrific stories. And you can find out more about Mark, too, if you go to markschulman.com. Markschulman.com. And, you know, just like a lot of drummers that I've talked to and I've spoken with probably in my career, maybe a dozen, it's funny, but they all have that beat thing when they're a kid. So when they're, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, they're destined to play the drums because they have that, it's the rhythm, it's the deal, it's the, you know, the movement, something about that. And it's funny, but I saw Cher in her Dressed to Kill tour, and that was last year. So I saw Mark playing, and just a terrific drummer. But you can, if you go to the website too, he's got a bunch of stuff, what I would call a riff. But he's got some drum tracks up there, so you can actually check it out. Because I guarantee some of you that heard us talking are curious now about Mark and more about his background, and then transitioning that obviously into a speaking career that he's mixed in with some other things too as well. All right, coming up on America Tonight, it's crunch time for a few people to make some decisions politically speaking. I'll tell you what, I can't help it. I just ache for a third party, right? Ever since I started this show, that's what I said. And I still am sticking by that. Hang with us. We're in your zone. Back in a second.
Don't complain about about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions at Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book, Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually, apparently, in our behaviors and choices, seem to want something else. And so while it is true, Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course, the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D.D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the Paths, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford. And they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great. But you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's part partly because we are genetically predisposed, in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. It's opposites don't attract. It's similars who attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. The former Indiana basketball coach, Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy. So forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that, you know, that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown lost the first time he ran for San Francisco for Assembly and the first time he ran for Speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, most of many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties. And most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. And so therefore, the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.